Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl on the bottom. Linda's on assignment this morning. 7:05 on the 4th of April, 2023. I'm glad you're back, Liam.
Thank you.
I can flog you with the fact that you let March get away. I blame February totally on Nathan.
We're already a, do math. We're already a sixth of the way through April, basically.
Oh. Yeah, we are. Basically.
Basically.
The news every morning is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Well, 24 hours a day it's brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there, and I truly believe that. Okay, Liam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I'm waking up still.
I know.
Well, I'm on a coffee cup number two, so.
Well, I hope you keep pouring water back into the coffee. You know, our coffee we have. We work with Mount Shasta Spring Water, and they provide coffee and all those little, you know, all those little things, you know, for your office. And it's a, I'm not kidding you. When the coffee is strong, I mean, you put that whole package in there.
Oh yeah.
And then I add water to, you know, I've been drinking coffee a long time, some horrible coffee. I never have had to do that, but I put a little bit of coffee, a little bit of water in it. But there's so much in the grounds. I mean, so many of it, so thick. What is it? The quantity that you can pour another half of a carafe of water through it, and it's still good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. People come in, ooh, it was strong. And that's the second pot on the same grounds. Anyway. Okay. The reason I'm just kind of being frivolous this morning is that my first guest shows up at 7:30, and it's going to be Davey and you.
Mm-hmm.
And then 8 o'clock, we have KIXE coming in here at Dave Cox, talking about everything that's going on with that. And so, anyway, have you done the weather yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
All right.
Let's roll.
Yeah, we have a high of 58 today. It looks like it's going to be mostly sunny with, just sunny.
Yeah, there's no ifs here.
I'm surprised.
Okay, I know, you're saying, and it's probably, no?
No, I'm genuinely
it
surprised.
It is. The wind's only going to be like 7 miles per hour.
No, it's not bad. So yeah, today and tomorrow we're going to be in the low 50s. High 50s, low 60s, sunny, a little bit of clouds. Starting Thursday, though, we're going to have some more rain, and that rain is going to continue through, it looks like, Friday, Saturday.
You know, it's, this is what I'm worried about your generation. You're like, oh, gosh, it's,
oh, Lord.
You know, mostly it's going to rain. No, it just says likely.
Yeah.
It didn't say for sure. I look at that like it could be, might not. It's likely that it couldn't rain, too.
I mean, right now for me, if I'm not even checking the weather, I'm just stepping outside and seeing what's going on.
I look at the weather rock every morning, and it tries to help me. Okay. The weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a local company, a family-owned company out of Anderson, a veteran-owned company. That really takes care of their customers. They treat their customers as friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other great deals for you, too. You know, Chuck Kenny, 2 years ago, after the election, said, elections have consequences and stand by. The cost of fuel is going to go up, and he was so right.
Mm-hmm.
But, he's working with his customers every day to make sure they stay warm. That's Shasta Gas Propane, 530-365-3793. Okay. TikTok.
I'm reading about it right now.
Okay. Then I'll come back to
that. Well, I mean, we can talk about it. I have...
Liam comes in the mornings. You know, I've got a 19-year-old. I have a 19-year-old a 19-year-old with an old soul. Everybody says that about you, by the way. You know that. And he comes in with questions. And it's great because then we get to discuss it. And today's question was?
I think that the banning of TikTok isn't actually because of China. And I can explain why.
Okay.
If you say...
Now, the reason that people that I've read about it, just so I can set it for you,
yeah.
and you can tell me why not, is that the feds, state governments, a lot of different people are saying things like all the information gets fed right back into the Chinese mm-hmm. intel apparatus. And the guy... appearing in front of Congress couldn't say that it wouldn't.
Well, no, the guy at Congress said that all American users' data is stored in Texas.
Oh.
And that people don't have access to it.
Now, who owns TikTok?
So
that's
TikTok,
the other thing.
So TikTok,
that's the other thing.
TikTok's owned by ByteDance. And ByteDance has, I'm looking it up right now, ByteDance has a few owners, Kohlberg, Kravis Roberts, SoftBank Group, Sequoia Capital, General Atlantic, and Hill House Capital Group.
Now, how many of those are controlled by the Chinese?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out right now.
Now, dig deeper into that.
Well, I'm doing it. My big point is if you look up France on TikTok.
I'm sorry, France?
France.
Oh, France.
Like the country.
France. Okay.
You can see all videos of the riots and like the mobs
yes,
of France.
Yes.
But if you look it up on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, American, like, owned social media companies, mm-hmm. there's absolutely nothing about that anywhere.
About Macron and all the things they're doing. Because I've seen it in news sources mm-hmm. where even, you know, the students are rioting because they want to change. Okay, you ready for this? Retirement age.
Yeah.
Yeah. They want to move it up 2 years
to
64 instead of 62 or something like that. In any case you look at it, so on TikTok, you see it all the time, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you see it all the time.
Okay. I don't remember seeing anything. But then again, Facebook is so limited now to your circle.
No, I know.
And now Twitter, I've never been on Twitter, so I can't tell you about that. The thing about TikTok that I don't belong to TikTok, but I see a lot of little TikTok reels that are on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people put up things about their puppies and stuff like that. But the point is that why is there so much consternation? And it's because of they're afraid that TikTok, if it's on, especially if it's on a government computer, that it can suck all that information out.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hell, we got the Dominion voting machines.
Oh yeah.
And my brother is saying that you can you know that they're loaded. And, or I asked Terry Raposo yesterday, and I'm looking at all these interviews. He called yesterday, and I said, "So what is the big thing about Dominion?" And his answer was that the software can be manipulated. Is that it's already loaded to be manipulated, and I don't. That's why I've got to do more research. I've got to get Kathy Darlin Allen in here, and I've got to get this Clint Curtis, I think is his name. I've got his number. I got to get him down. It's because he's the one that says that this is how it happens. You know, that he wrote that software.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what were you going to say?
Well, so my thing with the Dominion voting machines is it's like heavily coded, right? We know this. Why don't we can hand count? Right? No one really wants to do that because that takes so much time and so much manpower. Why are there not any totally analog
there you go.
Voting
there
counting
used
systems?
To be,
there should be. I can imagine that wouldn't be
when
hard
you went
to make.
When you went through school, you had multiple choice tests,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and you just ran that through a little
and
analog
it ran
thing.
Through an analog counter.
Yep.
And we used to have that. And you could get the results back that evening. I mean, they would take samples all the time. What is so hard about doing that? I don't understand that. And
me too.
So I will, in fact, your homework today will be to find out what kind of analog counters there are out there that can be used.
I tried to find them today. I couldn't find anything about them.
I think they were called ScanPros or something like that mm-hmm. because we were talking about it the other day. Tori Pratt and I were talking about it. She said they used them because she was a teacher. We used them to grade all these tests. And they were analog. They weren't hooked to anything, you know. So, okay, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, 4 branches. It is a local bank. It's a community bank. We do business with Cornerstone. We're very happy with that. 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, and 2 right here in Redding. 1 on California Street, right up the block from us, in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. And, of course, the newest one on Ventura Street in Anderson. They have been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 16 years ago. We'll be right back.
All the papers lie tonight, but falling over you is the news of the day.
Are you ready for the biggest and best week-long event of the year? Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th. Cool April Nights is the perfect opportunity to showcase your classic cars. Pre-registration is open now at coolaprilnights.com. Classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events and to pre-register, go to coolaprilnights.com. That's coolaprilnights.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Turtle Bay's 31st Annual Spring Plant Sale features heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, trees, California natives, and much more, specializing in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The 30% off members-only sale is Friday, April 7th, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., and the 20% off public sale is Saturday, April 8th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Turtle Bay's McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens Nursery. Turtle Bay's Spring Plant Sale. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Nunderbaum. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by the PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's a no-cost program in the whole mission of this is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. And this program could help people with that are in danger of being injured in falls. Give them a call at 530-842-1687. That's PSA2, Area Agency on Aging. Tonight at City Council, they're going to be discussing the CEQA for a boat ramp down there by the rodeo grounds, my friends. Now, this proposal and the whole thing behind it is you have to have the CEQA to go forward with that, and then the changing of the boat ramp area down there. So I've seen the proposal. I've seen the blueprints. And what it does, essentially, it takes away 20,000 square feet from the rodeo lease, from the lease that goes till 2026. And no mitigation and no discussion. It's coming out of Parks and Recreation. And when they had a meeting down there, when they were showing Jack Munns and Tanessa that the area, and I'm sure Julie's seen it, and Mike and Mark from the City Council, their plans for concreting everything, taking out parts of the warm-up areas, restricting the parking for contestants, but just taking away 20,000 square feet. 9,000 one in, 9,000 on the other, and say, well, we'll put a gate here, but it's all going to be cemented in. Well, that's where the alley is to bring in all the riders, all the girls with the flags, Marine Corps Color Guard, the pickup guys, all of this stuff comes through there, and it's going to be concrete, and that's just stupid. It's because people who have no concept of what horses are and animals, what kind of problems that could be. So I would encourage people, and my big question is this. If you're willing, why would you be willing to vote on this now if you wouldn't give the Rodeo Association an extension on their lease because of the upcoming riverfront, the new riverfront plan that's in the works that you spend $1 million on? Oh, no, we can't do that because we have to see what the riverfront plan is. Well, why then would you vote to put this in without waiting to see what the riverfront plan is? And I asked these questions to the city council members. I sent it out yesterday. I haven't heard anything yet. But here's another thing is this kind of the first step in doing away with the 75-year tradition of the Reading Rodeo by just making it harder and harder to have it in that location? The other thing, of course, is, as you know, the rodeo brings in $9 to $11 million a year. That's a year to the city of Reading and surrounding areas. How much would an expanded boat ramp bring in? And as I've said before, when they were down there showing it to the like the fly shop and other guides and stuff, they said, yeah, that would be nice, but not at the expense of the rodeo. Did you hear that? This is a fly shop. The largest company in town brings people in from all the world. Not at the expense of the rodeo. We don't need it if it's going to cut back on the abilities of the Reading Rodeo Association to put on the rodeo. And the other question is, what about transparency on something like this? What about town hall meetings? If you remember the short-term rentals that came out, there were town hall meetings after town hall meetings. Anything that affects that area was very transparent. Had meetings saying, okay, let's look at the impact on this. It's not just the environmental impact. What about the Native Americans? What kind of impact does it have on them? What about the impact on the Reading Rodeo 75-year tradition right here? That's going to be tonight at 6 p.m. And I encourage people to show up and just say, hey, you know what? Why don't you wait till the riverfront plan is over, you know, so we can see what it's supposed to look like before you spend this money to enhance a boat ramp that nobody wants except Parks and Recreation, the ones that gave us the soccer field Big League Dreams.
I love the soccer field.
I
go out there all the time. I go on walks.
I love it. You know, I mean, people play soccer, but it came under Parks and Recreation, and we ended up having to spend almost $2 million to repair it because nobody was overseeing that project.
It's not even.
And it's not even. Is it finished?
Nope. No, the fields are still terrible.
It is?
Yeah.
And then Big League Dreams. Another great example of Parks and Recreation. Okay. What else? Moving on. Okay, we've already talked about TikTok. President Trump is to be indicted today. I think you pointed out that
the Trump mugshot.
I mean, because when you get arraigned, I mean, you're being you're getting arrested, then you're being released on charges. It was Tuesday. He was right about Tuesday. He was just a week off.
Mm-hmm.
And now already, can Donald Trump get a fair trial in Manhattan?
No.
If it even goes to trial,
I mean, this thing
could be dismissed. You know, if it wasn't Trump, would this even go to trial?
I'm calling this right now. This is going to be
okay.
Every if you're a politician, you have skeletons in your closet, and we know this. Like, that's just the reality of things. You can't have that much power and not be greedy. So, like, this is the new trend, right? So Trump's going to get arraigned, and they're going to try and prosecute him for something. Then it's going to be Biden, and then there's just going to be, like, everyone.
Then they go after Pelosi.
Yeah.
You know, and her
Clinton's.
Husband. Hillary Clinton walked on stuff that was... I'm still trying to figure out why. I mean, even Comey, the FBI director, said, she should be indicted on this.
Yeah. No,
we decided not to.
I think this is a new thing.
Oh, I tell you what, it's like the January 6th hearings, you know, and the impeachment. You go after Trump like this, it'll just be a matter of time before they impeach Biden.
Yeah.
Just a matter of time. Because they're going to find something that's going to link him to Hunter. And I just do not believe that Joe Biden didn't know what Hunter Biden was doing, unless we have to assume that he is senile and didn't see it. And I don't believe that.
No.
This thing is going to be a tit for tat. It's going to be you went after ours, we're going after yours, and it's going to destroy the country.
No doubt.
Yeah. So start buying your guns and ammo now. And not in California because they're going to make it too hard, but to get ready for it. I'm kidding about the guns and ammo, but there's going to be so much unrest. And I just don't see anybody in the wings coming up that's a unifier. I know Kamala is not.
No.
I'm not sure DeSantis is.
You see that Marianne Williamson?
Yeah.
She's running again in 2024.
Oh, that ran against Biden?
She ran in 2020 against
Biden.
Yeah. Marianne Williamson.
I don't know.
I don't like her.
I think Linda captured it, is that everything that we had built this country on is just going away. It's just going away. And you try to figure out why. You know, people that believe in religion is going down. And in this your generation, from what I understand of the polls, that money is more important than anything else. Have you seen that?
I mean, the reality is, like, my generation is looking at a future where we're not going to own houses, so money is pretty important.
Where you're not going to what?
My generation, mm-hmm. economically, probably won't be able to own houses.
Oh.
So the reason, like, I mean...
Until the crash.
Yeah,
I mean
the crash that we've been waiting on for like a decade.
Yeah, well, we've had severe reversals here.
No, I know.
But here's the other thing on this is, you're right. You can't buy a house, not here, not in Redding, not for a working man's wages.
No,
really,
no.
Unless you're married to somebody that's also working, and then so where do kids come in?
Yeah,
because young people should have children because. The older you get, the harder it is, the more dangerous it is. Young people should have children. But the only, you know, we talked about it the other day when Jamian was on, that we need those three bedroom, two bath houses 1,400 to 1,500 square feet, the starter home, it's basic that you can pick up for under $300,000.
Well, it costs like $50,000 to have a kid.
$50,000
is what you're looking at.
I think that
that's like the starting price. That's like birth. That's not clothes. That's not
That includes cutting the umbilical cord.
It's or is that extra? Cutting the umbilical cord is
$6,000. I've got to check that. $50,000. Okay, now it's got to check.
Yeah.
You come up with these figures.
No, here.
Where'd you get that?
Average.
Anyway, but here's the thing is yeah, I fear for your generation and those are my grandchildren. I fear for y'all. Because
I'm wrong. It's $18,000.
There you go.
That's still insane.
It's still a lot of money. However, insurance and stuff like that. But I know, and now you're gonna say, yeah, I'm a healthy male and why should I be paying this much money for insurance? Then I don't go see the doctor, which has always been the problem, which is why they were forcing everybody to do it. Anyway, we've got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and they are just great there. It's a locally owned, locally run store. Four Winds Jewelry has been around for about 30 years. It's located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They got just a great selection of jewelry. They are very, very friendly. The prices in there are very fair. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about youth in Reading and the underground music culture. And stay tuned for this.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Guide. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Jackson D. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlotte's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlotte's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlotte's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlotte's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlotte's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlotte's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlotte's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlotte's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlotte's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlotte's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back to Free Pie Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Botman. It's Tuesday's on assignment this morning. Liam's at the helm. It's the 4th of April, 7:36 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by a place you should visit today. It's called Quick and Clean Car Wash. You're going to have good weather for a few days here, and now it's time to get your truck or car cleaned up again so it's looking sparkling. Quick and Clean Car Wash. It's on the corner of Market and Rica Way. It's next to Dutch Bros. Get your car washed. You sit in there, your car, your truck. A friendly person with a big, fluffy, clean towel wipes off the truck or car. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free at Quick and Clean. And the washes start around $9. So you can go up higher than that, but that's where they start at. And you can save water and time by using Quick and Clean Car Wash. Okay, I'm here with Liam and David Lorenz.
Good morning. Good morning.
And we're going to talk. And the reason we're going to talk this is I was talking to the young men the other day about the underground music culture in Reading. And I was totally blown away about how big it is.
Yeah.
I mean.
So are we.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about you.
I'm David, or mostly known as Davey Legend. I make music. I'm an artist. I grew up here. Uh-huh. I've been here since 2008, but I grew up here as an artist and kind of faced all the challenges that most artists face kind of from high school. Uh-huh. And I've been a part of a company called X3 where we worked really hard to start kind of fostering a music community. And then now I started a company called Calvin Sunday, which I kind of view as the next step in kind of fostering the community and doing things for young people and fighting for artists and kind of being that place in Reading.
Okay. And Liam, introduce yourself.
I'm Liam. I went to Foothill High School. I was very intimately involved in the jazz and band program there. And then I got involved in a company called X3, where I met Dave. And now Calvin Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Is that named after Calvin in the Sunday comic books, in the comic strips?
Oh, Calvin and Hobbes. it's mildly inspired. I try to keep the name a little bit of a mystery, but mildly. I loved Calvin and Hobbes.
Okay. Well, no, that's okay. I mean, yeah. You know, it sounds cool. Okay, let's talk about what is underground music?
So underground music doesn't mean, you were talking to me about this in the hall. It's not necessarily weird music, which is like the connotation.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
but it's not like that.
It's not like that. Underground music just means music that isn't at the forefront of everybody's, you know, popularity and their minds and, you know, hasn't broken yet, I guess would be the best state.
Okay.
But in Reading, our underground music scene literally is underground. It's at the Cellar is where we've been doing most of our shows, and that's the underground venue, and it's right across the street from here, actually. So in Reading, it is literally underground, but
it's not underground music.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Now, I've heard your music, and it's really good.
Thank you.
And now, here's the thing is when you all give a concert and you think underground music and all this and, you know grunge bands like it used to be and all that, how many people show up for this?
See, that's the thing we never know. If we could, you know, if we knew ahead of time every single time, man, it would be so much easier.
It would be so nice
to do our jobs. Because every time it's like a ballpark, and it's like, I mean, our last show, we thought
we're pushing 250.
We were pushing a lot of people. There were so many people, but we were thinking that only 30 people were going to show up. And like that was in the beginning, in the front of my mind was like, I'm going to be okay with only 30 people showing up.
Well, and see, this is what, because I talked to Liam, this is what is surprising to me. Because you've had shows, like you said, 230, you've had them bigger than that, too. And the whole thing is on venue. How big your venue is. And if you had a 500-person venue, you might have 500 people there or more.
I don't know about that quite yet.
Well, but I'm saying you're getting up to that number.
Yeah.
Now, who comes to these?
It's 16 to 25-year-olds.
Yeah, young people.
There's no alcohol. There's no drugs. You've got your security there, the whole thing.
Yeah.
So any age really could come in there.
Any age. I would say we try to be 13. Older. Yeah, 13 and up. I would say like 13 and younger is like we don't have babysitters. We have security people, but not babysitters. So like not that they're babies, but
I understand, but 16 to 25, and you're getting, 300 people show up at these things.
Exactly.
These are our students. These are college students. These are people that are working.
They're just Reading people, young Reading people. And there's nowhere else like this and nothing else like this. They see this online, and they see like concerts online, and they want to be a part of that stuff.
It's about fostering community. I mean, at the end of the day, like we are, like in the music business, but like more so, we're in the business of people and community.
Yeah, 100%.
So
that's interesting. Now, like I said when I was talking, out of 90,000 people that are here that live in Reading, of course, when you say 350, that's not a big number, but indeed it is a big number.
Yeah.
Because this represents, like you said, 16 to 25-year-olds. And if you had a bigger venue, you could bring in more people there.
Yeah.
And if you bring in that many, you could bring in, they bring their friends.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, you're filled up at 500.
Yeah.
And it's all doing music of what niche. Do you have any of the music with you?
I think I have some downloaded on the computer.
Well, we need to play a little bit of that.
I got you.
And one day we just played all of your music, and it was our bump music one time. But, okay, so what are younger people looking for then? Do they meet other people? Or is it the music I know the music brings them, but what else are they looking for, Davey?
I would say it's they're looking for experiences with other young people, experiences that are tailored for them, that doesn't feel like it's stifling them or asking them to be a place that they can be themselves, but also something that they'll never forget. And that's kind of what we do when we plan these things, is like what we always keep in mind is like, how are they going to have fun? How's it going to be? How's it going to feel like walking in? But I don't know. I digress. There's nothing for them to do in Reading. At least when I was growing up, I'd grow up and like, high school, you're around people your age all the time. As soon as you're out of high school, like, where do you go?
Well, and you're not old enough to go into bars.
Yeah, exactly.
Places like that. And the music that appeals to you isn't being played in the Red Lion.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the music that appeals to us isn't being played anywhere around here. You have to go to SAC or San Francisco, and, like, that's a whole thing. That's a day trip no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean... Yeah.
So you're offering an experience from 16-year-olds to 25.
Yeah.
That's that's the age group you're looking at. A lot of they're high schoolers, young college students that are looking for music that appeals to them, and there's no other place around, so you all are offering a venue
I mean, there are other people that are doing things, but we're really the only ones who are able to bring out that demographic to events.
We take a lot of pride in, our formula and the connections and relationships that we've built that help us to have a good name in the community.
I hope you all are listening to these two young men. They're 19 years old. You may be 20.
I'm 22.
You're 22. Okay. But
womp, womp.
Wah, wah, wah.
Do they call you Gramps?
They call me something else.
They call you Pops.
They call me Daddy sometimes.
No, Dave, no. You're getting muted.
It's actually just Liam.
It's always a joke, guys.
I tell you what, let's take a quick break here. And if you found any of the music, why don't you come back in with that?
Yeah.
You have it? Hello, Liam.
Yeah, I'm playing it right now.
Oh, okay. All right. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Nobody's better at getting you treatment for a work injury than Patrick Gorman. If you've been denied, if things aren't going the way it should go, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. It may be everything's going the way it should be, and he'll tell you that. But if it's not, you got a pit bull that's going to be in there fighting for you. That's Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, 530-262-2168. And now we'll be listening to Underground Music. You hit the best of me. Are you a friend of mine? Or just a bad decision? Give me a reason why. I'm just a gift for nothing. Are you a friend of mine? This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Reading, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, I'll hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the coolest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling BNT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Reading, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Bob. We're talking underground music, and you're listening to Calvin Sunday?
Yeah.
That group?
Yes.
Okay.
Calvin Sunday Studios.
Yeah, yeah. Davey and Liam are here. Of course, Liam's our producer, but he's big in the music scene.
Oh, yes.
It's not easy starting something like this. So what kind of things are you guys running into, your bands? You're just tuning in. They're in the underground music side of it, of here in Reading. And their audience is that 16 to 25-year-old. They sell out their venues. In fact, oversell them. Don't tell the fire marshal. they oversell them. And they pay, you know, people pay admission to come in. There's no alcohol, no drugs on premises. They have security and all that. Yeah. I mean, it's like adults.
Yeah.
But their music is appealing to those young people. Like when they were growing up, they had nothing like this.
Yeah.
No. And now they are offering it. But it's not all. And you would think, wow, that's cool. But you're running into some things. Like what?
There's so much stuff. There's a really good example of something just really weird and like weird opposition that we face trying to do these kinds of things. And I think it's just the disconnect of like them of understanding what we're trying to do and negative connotations to things. There's an event that a really really awesome artist in Reading puts on in the Anderson River Park called Flows by the River, and it's a hip hop / rap focused event with all the local rap artists from like Sacramento, a lot in Reading, a lot in Anderson, a lot of Palo, like just this area.
Yeah.
And when he was first trying to do this event, he had to reach out to like Anderson City, obviously, to get the park or whatever, and other people in, you know, Shasta County and other Shasta County players to kind of, he was doing everything by the books. You know, he was looking out, trying to do things by the books. And one thing that was really, really random and weird that happened was they almost threatened to shut down the event because it was hip-hop/rap. Just because of that genre, they didn't want to do it. So
they were afraid of gangs coming in from Sacramento.
Or something.
Sure that was what it was. We've got a hip-hop festival, rap festival going on, and you're going to get gangs.
Or really, you think? See, this is the kind of thing where it's like, that's the disconnect. I don't think that one, or I've never
weaved in that. Well, I know you wouldn't, and I don't necessarily think that, but I can tell you that's probably why it is.
Yeah.
It's like having the Monterey Jazz Festival. Where the Rolling Stones were there.
Wait, what happened? What happened there?
Well, they had the Hell's Angels used the Hell's Angels as their security, and somebody ended up getting stabbed to death in front of the stage. It was horrible. why Reading would be a great venue for a big biker rally.
Yeah.
But I think they're never going to let them do that either.
The reality is there's a really big disconnect in understanding of culture.
Yes.
Right. So our people in power, I think their understanding of rap culture is like, gangs and weed and drugs, which in some circles it is, but overwhelmingly our Northern California, like rap and band and pop, just underground music culture is super, super healthy.
Yeah.
And there's not a whole lot of that.
I've never met anyone affiliated with a gang.
But that's what I mean. We've got our culture up here, which is different than Sacramento's by far and Fresno.
Yeah.
And obviously rap and hip-hop is big with younger people.
Yeah.
Gives them a sense of freedom.
Totally.
Okay. So that's one of the things you're running into is maybe a mistaken thoughts or beliefs about the music.
Yeah, yeah.
There's organizations that are really like pro culture, pro diversity, pro art, and it seems like they're pro culture, art, and diversity when it fits in with their idea of what Reading culture and art and diversity needs to look like.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh, spicy.
Whack. No, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
And I get it. I get it.
And you'll see people, I'm very liberal on these things. I think this, blah, blah, blah. And then when it comes up, it's like, maybe not this.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you say it all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. What other Okay, so it's a misapprehension of what this music is and the impact it has on our northern mm-hmm. culture up
yeah.
here.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lack of venues. I mean
that's really a big one right now. Is we need a venue that we can grow into, and it doesn't exist.
You've mentioned like. And, like, we told you, like, our shows have been selling out, which has been awesome.
I think it's great. We want to go down and see one of these if you'll let us in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Okay. No, we like your music. Linda is just, you know, she's a little Leo.
Oh, we all are. But the main problem right now is it's a good problem to have. We have a lot of demand. People really want more shows. We've got a lot of artists, which is, like, finally, like, our problem for so long was, like, we have a supply of artists. There's a lot of artists and creatives in the North State, but no one was coming to shows. So we focused this year on making amazing shows. How can we make the shows, you know, the experience so good that people come to the next one and can actually pilot going to a show every month and loving that.
And bring your friends.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So now it's a venue, and you've been kind of restricted in your venue. So you need, and I hate to say it, but I remember when I was around your age, we had places like this, like the Trocadero in Boise, Idaho, that you could put 600-700 kids in, and it was all high school. It was on the weekends. You went there to dance. There was no alcohol or anything like that.
Yeah,
I can't vouch for in the cars, but you could go in there, and you had bands there that you could you could dance and be with other people in there. But we do not have a venue like that.
Yeah. I think 500 plus, like, we could might as well just use the Cascade, because I think that is, like, the capacity.
You can't dance in
there. One of the big problems, too, is, like, there are a few venues that can house that. But for the longest time, Reading music culture has been gig culture, right?
Yes.
And so there's a lot more money.
Gig culture,
right. I mean, Pat Karch, love Pat. Pat is involved in what's more called, like, gig culture. You know, there's money that's normally, like, older.
Oh, gigs, like doing gigs.
Yeah, like right. Bar Hodge, probably. Bar
Hodge, Linda and Pat and all that, they, you know, they can work regularly.
Exactly.
And there's all these venues open to them.
Yep. Exactly. But these venues are normally a little bit higher price than the budgets that we're working with, which is just the reality. I mean, if you go into L.A., there's a lot more diversity in both groups.
Oh, no, you've got all types.
Right, but for the longest time, Reading has just been gig culture. We've never really... This is a new problem. This has never happened here,
Need over there in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, you know, the old Lucky's?
Yeah.
You need a portion of that.
Yeah.
It's just nothing in there but an open floor, parking, and a stage. That's all you need, isn't it?
That's all part now, isn't it? It's all fart now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's right there in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Yeah. And it's been empty for years. Now, that's kind of too big for, right now.
I mean, considering our growth, I mean...
But you've got everything there. Because you don't need a bar. You don't need a place for food.
No, it needs to be all ages.
All it is a place for kids to get... young people.
Yeah.
To get together, to be able to dance and enjoy the music.
Yeah.
Yes, totally. And other events, too. I want to do all art events, you know, not just music. Okay. Obviously, focus on music, but I want, you know, everything creative to happen there. Video things, you know, painting.
Where do you work, David?
Where do I work? I work at the studio. That's my main job.
Right.
And then I work at Reading Christian Fellowship.
I just want people to hear that. And this is where, he does music there at Reading Christian Fellowship.
Yeah.
And... Liam, did you do it there too?
Yeah.
And that's how we met Liam, is through Pat. Because, you know, and that's our church, but I didn't remember seeing Liam. But then again, I'm not in there every week.
No.
or every month. Maybe sometimes not even every year. But when people say, what church do you go to? I go, Reading Christian Fellowship.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, this has really been interesting. We've got like a minute left.
Yeah.
I would like to, you know, have you all back on a regular basis. We talked about you all having your own show here, which we could, you know, as long as you produce it, we could do that.
Sure.
So you can talk about this. Now, so what you need is a venue that can hold, I'm going to say, 1,000 people.
Sheesh.
Okay. No, the reason I'm saying this is...
Growth.
Because some people would go to it and say, well, you know, it was so crowded last time and we couldn't really dance. You need something that's going to be at least 500 people that you can put in there. Then, and then we'll give a place on the weekends for young people to go to.
100%.
That don't, you know, they're not bars. There's not a, and just listen to today's music.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Well, let's find one.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you have one.
And now here's the other problem is because of your age,
yeah,
it's hard to get it rented.
Yeah.
Because of your age, and they think all these
expectations.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay, we got to run. Hey, when we come back, hey, thanks for being here, Davey and Liam. It's been really interesting. I really enjoy this. When we come back, Dave Cox and KIXE will be here and all the things they're doing. So we'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Where supporters and detractors of former President Trump, their banners flying high, have gathered to await Mr. Trump's surrender to authorities to face criminal charges. Our White House correspondent Greg Pugston in Lower Manhattan.
The sidewalks and nearby streets outside the Manhattan Criminal Courthouse are buzzing with activity. There is a heavy police presence, dozens of TV news cameras and reporters, and a crowd of curious onlookers. Here in a park across the street from the courthouse, there are some Trump supporters and opponents. I see one large Trump flag and a couple of people wearing red MAGA hats. There also are detractors holding signs that say, Trump lies all the time.
Mr. Trump blames the Manhattan DA for leaking some details of the indictment. According to Yahoo News, former president faces 34 felony counts. Police in Nashville say the 28-year-old responsible for the shootings at Nashville's Covenant School spent months planning the mass murder. Several Democrat state lawmakers involved in the recent storming of the Tennessee state capitol being reprimanded.
The three are being stripped of their committee assignments and face expulsion after taking part in gun protests that saw protesters storm the legislative chambers of the capitol. The GOP-controlled House voted to remove Representatives Justin Jones, Justin Pearson, and Gloria Johnson from their committees on Monday. Tennessee House Speaker Cameron Sexton said their actions were unacceptable and a violation of the rules of decorum. Resolutions have been put forward to remove the three from the legislature. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Job openings slipped to 9.9 million last month, the fewest since May of 2021, a sign the job market may be starting to cool in response to Fed interest rate hikes. And watching Wall Street, stocks are in the red, the Dow down 159 points, while the NASDAQ is off 36 points. More on these stories at townhall.com. It's the end of the line for a British billionaire's space venture.
Sir Richard Branson's Virgin Orbit, the satellite launch company, halted operations weeks ago and announced it would cut 85% of its workforce. Now it has filed for bankruptcy in the US after failing to secure fresh investment. Earlier this year, Virgin Orbit rocket failed to complete its first ever satellite launch from UK soil. The mission had been billed as a milestone for UK space exploration, and it was hoped it would mark a major step in the country's satellite manufacturing and rocket building. But the company has had financial troubles and said despite great efforts to address them, filing for bankruptcy was the best move.
That's the BBC's Michael Reyes. Nigel Lawson, the tax-cutting UK Treasury chief under the late Margaret Thatcher and a lion of conservative politics in the late 20th century, has died. He was 91 years old. He led the Treasury from 1983 to 89. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Almost 43,000 people died in traffic accidents in the U.S. 2021.
That's the highest number in 16 years, with deaths due to speeding and impaired or distracted driving on the rise. The 2021 final numbers released by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration confirmed earlier estimates showing a 10.5% increase in deaths over 2020. The number of pedestrians killed rose 13%, while deaths of unbelted passengers were up 8.1%. John Scott reporting.
They are heading back to the polls today in Chicago. It's a mayoral runoff with two Democrats vying to lead the crime-plagued city. A race pits former Chicago school CEO Paul Vallas, endorsed by the Chicago Police Union and major business groups, against Brandon Johnson, former teacher and union organizer who is backed by the Chicago Teachers Union. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Tuesday, Linda's on assignment. Today, the 4th of April, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam, don't let Davey leave yet, because I want to read something to him, okay? Hello, Liam.
Yes, I told them.
Okay.
I just told them. Sorry.
Okay, good. So what's the weather look like, buddy? Liam.
Sorry, I'm trying to kick them out of the studio.
Well, but don't let him leave.
Yeah.
Because he's got to be
able
Davey, to
hear just him. Hang out there.
Don't make me come over there.
Wait, what are you... Do you have to... I'm so confused.
Just tell him, don't leave.
Davey, don't leave.
And you do the weather.
Okay, I'm doing the weather. Okay, yeah, so... Today and tomorrow we're going to be in the high 50s, low 60s. Sun and partly cloudy. Starting Thursday, we will have a chance of showers, and showers are supposed to possibly continue through Saturday. Hopefully Easter, which so far
yeah,
is supposed to be partly
Easter,
cloudy,
this,
sunny.
Can you believe it? Easter? Oh,
right.
Now?
Get this, though. High near 71.
Yeah.
Perfect. Egg-hunting weather.
It is.
But yeah, I mean, it's looking like spring is springing and summer's approaching. So that's exciting.
I tell you what, they've got that trail ride and barbecue going Saturday. It's going to be good weather out there. It's going to be warm. I know that Haven Humane is offering up plastic eggs that they will plant on your property with chocolate in it and stuff like that. Or little pet treats can be in it, too, for your animals. You just give Haven Humane a call. Okay, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated, a family-run business that takes care of their customers. They treat their customers like warm friends. It's a veteran-owned company that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and other great deals for their customers. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. They're located in Anderson. Okay, this is what I wanted... Davey can't hear me, right now?
No, but...
Okay, tell him to step in the studio.
Okay, Dave, step in the studio and put on some headphones.
He doesn't even have to do that. He can hear me. Okay, this is one of our listeners just said, Carl, you might think about having more young folks like your Liam and Davey today. So refreshing and gives one hope for the next generation. We see so many young folks today who have already ruined their chances of being a successful adult. So that's from one of our listeners, and I just thoroughly agree with that. Okay, you can leave now.
Okay.
I'm here with Dave Cox, the general manager of KIXE. It's not as much as Dave Cox as he used to be.
Yeah. Hi, Carl.
How you doing, buddy?
You know, I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
You're looking great.
Yeah, it's been a struggle, but I've put in the work. I'm actually 83 pounds down.
Well, I can tell you what. You look great, and you're back to that policeman side.
Yeah, I'm back to a much healthier weight, and I feel a lot better. And
you see people that you know and you like, and you see them really pushing that weight envelope, and you know it's hard to say anything to them.
Yeah,
you know, unless they're really close friends, because really it's none of your business. I mean, I don't know if, and not you, but I don't know what the stories are about people, so I just don't say anything.
Right.
Now, Lighty and I will get after each other all the time, but that's different.
Yeah.
But you obviously that's a significant. Significant change in your life to be able to do what you just did.
Yes, I've definitely put in some work and taken some steps to make myself much healthier, and I feel a lot better for it. And I encourage anyone who's been sitting there wondering what to do to make those steps if they feel like it.
You know, it's, we always used to say in the military, and I'm sure it's calories in, calories out.
Yeah.
If you're going to put a lot of calories in, you better be working out a lot. Yeah. And the fact is, I think, I mean, I'm sure there's cases out there where it's impossible to lose weight, but I can't think of why. But it's main thing is just self-discipline.
Yeah. Well, full disclosure, Carl, in my case, I struggled for years with my weight. And in December, I actually had a gastric sleeve procedure, which got me started down the right.
And that's not the total answer.
That is not anywhere near the total answer. No. But for me, it was the right decision. And since then, I've been making much better choices. And the weight's coming off, and I feel a lot better. And
it's a jump start.
Absolutely. But it's certainly, like you said, it's not the total answer. But it certainly is helpful.
Well, you know, you didn't have to share that, but thank you.
You're welcome.
And for people out there that are just saying, you know what, I've tried and I'll lose 5 and gain 10 back, things like that.
Yep. And I'm a total open book, always have been. So if anyone's out there and ever wanted to discuss that procedure with me, they could come by the studio or give me a call.
Okay, but that's not what you're here for.
That is not what I'm here for.
I was just bragging on you, buddy.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Carl. But it's always a pleasure to come in, and I appreciate you and give me the chance to come in and share with your listeners the great things going on at Channel 9 KIXE. Because folks, here in the North Strait, you've got a great PBS station. You really do. We're working really hard every day. We're bringing you local content programming that's relevant to everyone in our listening demographic and viewing demographic, and we're very proud of the efforts we're taking. And we've got two fundraising events coming up that are very important and also very awesome.
Okay. You know, I can tell you that the other day I was watching Irish music on KIXE, but I tuned in like 3/4 of the way through and I saw it, and it was like the best of and all this different Irish music. You know, how does a person, if I wanted to watch that again, what do I do? I mean, it must be out there somewhere in the PBS family.
Yeah, the best way to do it is to become a member. And the reason I say that is for $60 a year, which is just $5 a month, one of the features you get as a $60 a year member is our passport feature. And that is the DVR, basically the PBS DVR equivalent. So once you have passport, you can go on and watch any of our programming on demand on your time and schedule on your smartphone, your laptop, or any device. And so you can binge watch your favorite shows, This Old House, Antique Roadshow. What you just said, you can binge watch any of that on demand, your time, your schedule, wherever you are, if you have if you have the passport feature.
And that sounds like a great idea, and we're going to do that.
Yeah.
Plus, it helps support KIXE.
And sometimes I think, you know, people hear about, I just can't afford to support something else. But they don't realize that you can keep Channel 9 alive and going for $5 a month. That's less than a cup of coffee a day, guys. You can help us out. And
how do we ever get to that, Dave?
How did we? And how are we going to hide Easter eggs this year? My gracious, the price of eggs.
Well, that's where you get the plastic eggs that are cheaper. Put chocolate in them. They're already colored. Then you do it like that and just say, I'm sorry, kids. No, the Easter Bunny is made of Teflon.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about a barbecue.
I tell you what, let's talk about that after the break.
Let's
do
that.
I'm going to take an early break so we don't have to break here.
Sounds good, Carl.
Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car or bicycle, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of that vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back with Dave Cox and Channel 9.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the 21st annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated 45 organizations who received grants in 2022, with Shining Care and the Disability Action Center of Redding both receiving a $5,000 gift. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Redding Rancheria Community Fund. The 21st anniversary Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, I'll hop with the hop. Where the apps are the tools and the music is the business with the hop. All the cats and shakes can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-3474.
dish. Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only dish premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Turtle Bay's 31st Annual Spring Plant Sale features heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, trees, California natives, and much more, specializing in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The 30% off members-only sale is Friday, April 7th, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., and the 20% off public sale is Saturday, April 8th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Turtle Bay's McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens Nursery. Turtle Bay's Spring Plant Sale. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
The City of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:17 in the morning here on the 4th of April, and it's about 32 degrees. It's still that cold out there?
I think so.
Ooh. Anyway, hey, weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us this segment, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by Watson Health Institute, fully accredited chest pain center. Not only that, they're becoming a teaching hospital. They're bringing in their first group of 8 doctors that are going to come here and work at the hospital, and then local doctors here and looking at different specialties. And that's going to be starting early next year. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I'm with Dave Cox, who is general manager over at KIXE Channel 9, the public broadcast station, who has the only place you can watch Lawrence Welk.
That's correct.
Antique Roadshow.
This Old House. Nova Science. Masterpiece Theater.
Big Red Dog.
Big Red Clifford the Big Red Dog. All kinds of great shows.
This is the only channel you could probably put your kids down in front while you're, you know, doing things in the morning and not worry that something weird's going to happen.
Absolutely.
Do you still have Sesame Street?
I don't think so. I think it's more so. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of gone by. Now, you've got a big event coming up.
Actually, I've got two, and I was originally going to start with the barbecue, Carl, but I think I'll start with the auction because it launched yesterday. So, folks, as you know, one of the ways we stay afloat at Channel 9 is we have our fundraisers, and we have two auctions a year, and I'm proud to announce that back this year is the 2023 KIXE Wine and Recreation Auction, and that launched online live yesterday. So right now you can go online to KIXE.org/auction. And you can look at over $50,000 in donated goods and services, quality wines from local and all over the region, destination getaways, fun packages, and all kinds of goods and services. And that That auction remains online live all month, and it culminates on the 27th, the 28th, and the 29th of this month of April, where we're going to have a live auction, three-night auction show on KIXE from 7 to 10 each night. And on the last night, the 29th, which is a Saturday at 10 o'clock, all auction items close simultaneously. So this whole month, as you see items you want to bid on to support Channel 9, you can bid on them now, and then if you get outbid, you get a notification on your smartphone. It tells you you've been outbid. You need to bid again, and you can do that all the way up to the 29th, and it's one of our biggest fundraisers, and we really appreciate your participation and contributions to Channel 9.
Okay, I'm looking at this now, and I'm trying to find the I'll find it. Okay, now this auction, you have one at Christmas, and this is kind of like the spring auction.
Right, so we traditionally have two. We have the holiday auction, which is our biggest auction, and that's usually in November. And then we have the wine and recreation auction. And for a couple of springs, we couldn't do it because of everything that was going on in the world, but now we're back, and we're actually very happy that we're going to have the live component back to the spring auction as far as the televised show, which is kind of fun.
And these range auction ranges from 2 weeks of kid camp, a four-night houseboat vacation, Jeep tour and tasting, all types, Smoking Joe's, gift card, private wine tasting, Moonstone, drum lessons.
All kinds of great stuff. Everything wine and recreation oriented. And it's just, you know, once again, our donors have been so gracious, and they've just jumped in to help us, and they've donated these great items and wines and packages and getaways, and I'm just so thankful for this community.
Yeah, half day river trip, just all types of different great things, Humboldt Bay, and to go on a trip through there, lots of wine. Lots of wine, Dunsmuir Brewery, Ashland Hills Hotel, and this Winchester Mystery House.
Oh, yeah, it goes on and on.
Preston Castle. Where's Preston Castle?
I don't know.
But it's a good deal. A glider ride. Have you ever ridden in a glider?
I have not.
I haven't either. But it's something that I think could be a lot of fun. You know, it's the thing is it's you're up there at so many thousand feet, and it's absolutely quiet.
Yeah. So, and you know, we're putting together the talent for our live shows. Jack Potter Jr. is already confirmed for one night, and I'm working on
Jack Potter.
I am working on
a hoot.
Nazi Javed right now. She's looking like Nazi might be in one night.
Okay.
And one of these days, the bots won't be so busy. Maybe they'll be available to come back and join us again.
Might be able to roll through there then. We will. We want to. We enjoy ourselves when we do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
and it's going to be, and that's going on right now, though, right?
Yeah, online. Right now, you can go and look at all the wonderful items that have been donated. You can bid on them right now. You just register online. You bid on the items online. We have a new system that's made it more user-friendly, so everyone can participate in the auction, not just the people that have the time on those three nights to watch the televised program. For the next month, you know, wherever you are, you can look at the items. You can bid on the items to support Channel 9, get a great deal on wines and destinations.
Tuxedo Rental.
Yep.
Sandmaster. I'm not even sure. Oh, a sandboard.
Sandboard. There's a fire pit. There's a beautiful brand new box spring and mattress from Cresson's that they donated.
Mm-hmm. Bike rentals, fire pits, barbecues, photography sessions. It's got it all, my friends. And so it's a good way to support KXE and then get and have something to take home.
Absolutely. It's a win-win. And
okay, now that's going on right now.
That's going on right now.
For the whole month?
For the whole month, and it culminates with our night three of our live show on the 29th, which is Saturday at 10 o'clock.
Great.
Now, also this month, on 420, April 20th, is the KIXE annual drive-through tri-tip barbecue event. And this is another great event. So here's how this works. Tickets are on sale right now at the station. And you can go online again to our website, KIXE.org, and there's an icon to pull up and order your tickets, or you can come by the station. So this is the deal. You know the price of food now. Well, check this out. Freshly cooked tri-tip, all the fixings, plus a Colt 45's home game ticket, all for $15 a plate. It is prepared in a to-go, in a styrofoam to-go container. So what you do on the day of the drive-thru barbecue, it's from 11 to 2. When you're ready, you just drive on through, hand your ticket, you go to the next stage in the line. There's going to be lots of great volunteers and people helping. They hand you this hot, delicious lunch, and you're on your way. And again, you've supported KIXE. I really want to shout out to Kent's Meats and Groceries for the wonderful support they gave us with the tri-tip, and Hughes Construction also for some of the support they're sponsoring. So,
and I'm going to give away...
And Pray the Ranch. Pray the Ranch.
Pray the Ranch. I'm going to give away two tickets right now. And these are $15 tickets for your tri-tip drive-through over at KIXE on Market Street. And for the first caller at 605-4567, give us a call, and you're going to win two tickets to this drive-through. And I'll be giving away more over the next few days before the 20th. So just call 605-4567 and score your first two tickets here.
Yeah, and if you've been paying attention to the price of food lately, even at a drive-thru at a fast food restaurant, you know that a tri-tip lunch with all the fixings and a home game ticket while supporting Channel 9 is the best deal of the day. So on 420, come have lunch with us.
420.
420.
Yeah, you may just have the munchies at.
There you go.
Never thought I'd ever say that. KIXE. Okay, so we're talking about fundraisers. The public broadcast channels that we have, how many, you reach out a lot further than people think.
We do. In fact, KIXE, we're your local channel. We have the our viewing area is the 10 northeastern counties in the state. So, you know, we reach clear down to Colusa and Glenn and, you know, clear over. We have everything over to the coast except for Humboldt and Siskiyou and Mendocino. But everything this way, clear down to Glenn, is all ours. And we have we reach 550,000 viewers and 283,000 households. And that's why another thing that people need to realize.
And it's on Dish. It's on cable. It's on
Channel 9. You can get it on antenna for free if you have an exterior antenna.
That's right. Any one of the. Any one of the organizations you use to get your TV,
right.
You can get KIXE.
Right, and that's why I like to also mention, you know, especially to business owners and people trying to promote their goods and services, is that we have an underwriting program that's fantastic that reaches the 10 northeastern counties, and our underwriting packages are very affordable, and it's another way to support. You can advertise your goods and services, your business, your product, while supporting Channel 9.
Yeah, I mean, there's no call to action because they can't do call to action,
correct.
But everything else is
there. Absolutely correct, and that's how we make a lot of our money as well. And, you know, we do get some funding. We do get some federal funding for Channel 9, but it's not guaranteed, and I've mentioned this before. For us to get federal funding each year to support Channel 9, our team of 15 for myself on down, we have to raise $800,000 of matching funds a year, qualifying funds. We have to come up with that number a year to be eligible for our federal funding. So it's a battle. And everybody always steps up, and the public's always very gracious, but where you can always use new members, it's as cheap as $5 a month, and we just continue to appreciate our sponsors, our donors, people like you and Linda who always support us when we need you, and I'm just very, very proud and thankful of this North State for the support you give us.
Well, you know, the North State is famous for its giving, and again, this is, you know, some people may have, you know, public broadcasting and they're this and that, but our station here is different than what you hear on the radio or other places. There are new shows on there that are new shows, but mainly it's just entertainment, things you're not ever going to see.
Yeah, we just got
some. Oh, and I will tell you that we have recorded a couple of the shows you have, like Adele and who was it? It was with Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett.
And he sang with some, you know, like he sang with Lady Gaga and all that. They're beautiful shows.
Yeah.
And Linda just loves them.
Yeah.
So.
And we've had some really good positive comments on some of the local content we've done lately. Just 2 weeks ago, we aired a local production that we made called Trinity Center Then and Now. And that was a documentary, an hour and a half documentary we did on Trinity Center before and after Trinity Lake was built. And the guest host of that show was 92-year-old Lynn Scott, who happens to be my father-in-law. And Len's parents and grandparents owned the Scott Family Guest Ranch, which is now under the lake. And he told the story story of what the Northern Valley looked like prior to the construction of Trinity Dam, and he had pictures and stories and what it looked like. And then he talked about the process of when eminent domain came in and they built the lake. And then I took him out and to the old town site because the lake's low right now, and he pointed out where everything used to be. It was just a phenomenal show.
Wow.
And we screened it in New Trinity Center at one of the buildings at the IOOF Hall, where that was one of the buildings that was moved from Old Trinity Center to New Trinity Center. So we thought that would be a really nice thing to do, and it was well received. We have over 100 folks there, and actually we're selling DVDs now. We had orders for DVDs of the show, and everybody seemed really happy about that. And so we're going to work on a new one now, and we're going to pick a different county and find a different topic like that to talk about, because people really seem to resonate with local history shows. We also this year promoted the history of the Shasta Cascade Logging Conference, and that was a big hit.
Okay. And we got to take a break here, and because we got a whole lot of stuff we're going to talk about when we get back. But this portion of the show is brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Tractors, skid steers, side-by-sides, and so much more. You do it all. They do it local. That's NorCal Tractor and Equipment. They're really good people down there. A young couple running this. They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. You can give them a call at 530-221-6800. I have driven the backhoes. If I can drive the equipment they have down there, anybody can, and you can use that equipment to do your fences, to do move stuff around, and you know the summer's coming up, so you may want to be able to move stuff around from around your house, give yourself that defensible space. NorCal Tractor and Equipment. We'll be right back.
Hey there, friends. RC from Tobacco and Brew, sharing with you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Foundation Cigar Company, The Tabernacle. A full-bodied smoking experience, this stick was curated with the connoisseur in mind, as well as our value-conscious customer. This ensemble of long filler from Honduras and Nicaragua is swaddled with the sensational Connecticut broadleaf wrapper. This smoke is a luxurious gift for any cigar aficionado. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Attention all hunting enthusiasts. Don't miss the 29th annual banquet for the Reading chapter of the Safari Club International, taking place at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Center on April 29th. This year's event promises to be bigger and better than ever, featuring an exciting auction with amazing prizes such as hunting trips, guns, equipment, and artwork. And that's not all. There'll be games and a drawing for even more chances to win. For more information and to get your tickets, go to scireading.org. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, 8:34 in the morning here, 32 degrees out there on the 4th of April. 32 degrees in the 4th of April, and rain still happening. What are we talking about here?
It sounds like
global change.
The drought was fake.
The drought was fake.
No.
It was a conspiracy.
We really need this.
We do need this.
Man, we need this. This is so good.
And you know what else we need? A great haircut. And where do we get that? Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. That's right, a veteran-owned business that's been there for a long time. They give great haircuts. It's the only place I've had my haircut in, hell, 15 years. They work by appointment, so I set it into my schedule, not theirs, and I give them a call at 530-244-9478, and it works great. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. It's across the parking lot off of Athens from Lucky Miller's. I'm here with David Cox, who is the, excuse me, is the general manager of KIXC Channel 9, our PBS, local PBS station here. And they've got this great auction that's going on right now. You just go to KIXC, their website there, and look under events or fundraising, and it's got the auction. It's got hundreds of items in there. I mean, I haven't even reached the bottom of the pages. It just keeps going on and on and on. You can buy stuff right online, right there,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean,
you can bid online.
You can bid online.
Yeah.
Okay.
All month.
And then it culminates with live shows, and I have a live auction. They also are having a tri-tip lunch on April 20th. It goes from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. You just drive through and pick up your lunch. The tickets are $15 a piece. I just gave away two of them. I'll give away some more here in the next few days. But for $15, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
All the money goes to right here. Now, you all do local programming. And I actually did a show there years and years ago. It was a Christmas salute to the veterans, and I interviewed different veterans from our area. So what kind of local programming can – if people said, I have this great idea, what do they do?
They come to Channel 9. They sit down with Rob Keenan, who's my director of programming, and myself, and they pitch their idea. And if it fits our mission, which is community, and it's something that we can do, and we can come to terms on how we can make it happen, we start working on it. We have another thing that KIXE has that people don't realize sometimes is down there at 603 North Market, where our studio is, we have a full HD studio. Lighting, cameras, stages, we have producers, editors, directors, the whole bit. So we can produce anything. So if you've got a concept or an idea, either for a show or you have some sort of a concept you want for your business, you come down, tell us what you're trying to accomplish. We have people to help you put that together, and we can produce it for you or edit it and get it running on Channel 9, or we can do outside production services. Often our prices are much lower than commercial. you can come to us. We can put something together for you. I know we did REU's anniversary show that they were rotating mm-hmm. down at the their celebration last summer.
Yeah.
We can pretty much fit any demand that you have, and we're proud and glad to do it, especially if it's community based.
So if I bring in an hour show that I've produced and edited and show it to you, and you say, yeah, this would fit great here. And now I have a platform.
Yeah. In fact, we did that about 2 years ago with the one gentleman out of Paradise that had done that great documentary on the fire.
Yeah.
We ran that for him.
Okay.
And
Liam, I can see you in your group doing a regular music show down there.
Yeah.
You know?
That's something that is well within our wheelhouse.
Yeah.
But other local stuff, we had, summer before last, we had Chad Bushnell, our local country western star. We did a documentary on Chad. He came to us and he said, hey, Dave, you know, with COVID, things are kind of slow. Do you want to do something? I said, yeah, let's do a documentary on you and the great things you've achieved. The summer before that, we did a show called North State Profile, where we realized that right here in the North State, there are people with unique experiences, talents, and backgrounds, and we'd interviewed a whole bunch of different people. My favorite, I think I mentioned it once before, was Bill Collins, and Bill lives in Anderson, and Bill was the original singer of the McDonald's Big Mac jingle back in the 70s.
Bill,
what a great guy.
Bill and his beautiful wife, they've been big in theater and all that.
Yeah.
From around here.
So, yeah, Bill's a great guy.
He really is. So if you've got a guy, so if you have an idea that you think it would be good for the area, this is a great way to get it produced and out on the air.
Yeah, and
we've had local interviews going there and bringing in people of the community and mm-hmm. all that. Linda had an idea to be kind of like they used to have this show where they'd bring in different musicians and all this on TV. It was Playboy After Dark. I mean, there wasn't any, skin or anything like that. They would just bring in different musicians and they would showcase them. And but these are kind of the kind of shows that you could do right here.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives that local flavor.
Absolutely.
And it's seen by a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So what else you got going on down there?
Well, I just wanted to share a little bit also, Carl, about, we talk a lot about the our programming and what we air on Channel 9, but we also have a component very important in the North State, and that is our community and outreach support. And we have teams that do great things in the community. I know we have a story time event, so once a month on a Thursday, we have a whole bunch of little kids and their moms and dads and grandparents come to the studio, and we do a story time book reading where we read a book, and then we do a book-related activity, a craft with the families. We go to libraries, different venues. We take our animated characters with us, and we'll do out-in-the-field story time readings. We partner with Catholic Social Services in the spring, right before school starts. We do their event where we take a character down to greet the kids when they go to Lowe's and do their event where they get to purchase some school clothes. We take our animated characters and join the folks from the Board of Realtors who do their annual Christmas party at the Elks Lodge for our local students with disabilities. We are all about giving back to our community and doing what we can and doing our part. And so that's a huge component of KIXE as well.
Great. Gosh, it is a community asset.
It really is.
We have here. And like I said, this is one of the few places that you can actually put your kids in front of the TV while you're in and out around the house. And they can watch things that are educational and you don't have to worry about things that are being said.
Absolutely. And here at Channel 9 KIXE, we do make it a point to really pay attention to ensure that we're bringing programming that's relevant to our local viewing demographic.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. But I'd like to remind everybody that the Reading Regional Chapter of this Fire Club International on Saturday, April 29th, is having their 29th annual banquet. It's going to be at Wind River. It starts at 5 p.m. for reception and games, 6:30 dinner, and then auctions and drawings. And let me tell you, they have so many things they draw. Great, great raffle items, guns, hunts, hunting and outdoor gear, artwork, and items for the ladies. So if you're interested in this, and I'll be there, my friends will be there. In fact, I'll be emceeing it. For more information, go to sciredding.org. And get your tickets. It usually sells out, so you might want to jump on that right now. We'll be right back.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I tend to listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time of rock and roll. Don't try to take me to a disco.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Attention all hunting enthusiasts. Don't miss the 29th annual banquet for the Reading chapter of the Safari Club International taking place at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Center on April 29th. This year's event promises to be bigger and better than ever, featuring an exciting auction with amazing prizes such as hunting trips, guns, equipment, and artwork. And that's not all. There'll be games and a drawing for even more chances to win. For more information and to get your tickets, go to sciredding.org. We'll see you there.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at SimpsonU.com.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. Our last segment here for 8:47 in the morning here on the 4th of April. Today, looks like it's going to be nice today. Partly cloudy with a low around 36 tonight. It's going to be up to 58 today, Wednesday, partly sunny, 61. Thursday, we start going back into the chance of showers, mainly before, after 11 a.m. So, but the winds are not going to be blowing, so thank goodness. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Out of Anderson, great deal, veteran-owned business, discounts for seniors and veterans, 530-365-3793. And we're going to say goodbye here to Dave, but we want to hit it one more time on the auction.
Yeah, thanks, Carl. So we have the KIXE Wine and Recreation Auction is going on right now. It launched live online yesterday. You can go to KIXE.org/auction. And for the rest of this month, you can look at and bid on all those great items, over $50,000 of excellent wines, destination getaways, houseboat trips, everything you can imagine, all supporting your local PBS station, Channel 9. It culminates on the 29th. Which is our third night of the live program on Channel 9 KIXE at 10 o'clock. All items close. And also on 420, April 20th, we have the KIXE drive-through barbecue at 603 North Market Street. $15 gets you a full, hot, fresh tri-tip lunch with all the fixings, plus a home Colt 45's game ticket. And you just drive on through, present your ticket, you're handed your to-go box, and you get to enjoy this fresh lunch at a great deal supporting Channel 9.
So just go to their website and go to the auction, and you can start bidding right there.
Yep, and again, Carl, I just want to thank you and Linda for always being so supportive, and I want to thank everyone in the North State for always reaching out and helping KIXE, donors, bidders, buyers, sponsors, underwriters. We just really appreciate you. And when I started 5 years ago, I started a quote, and that quote is, without you, there's no us. And we're very important in the community, and we need you to stay relevant. So thank you, thank you.
You bet. So many things you can do with KIXE and its local content, everything. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Thank you, Carl.
And have a great day.
Okay.
Now, Liam, going back to our underground music that we were talking about earlier today,
yeah,
with you and Davey and myself. And the fact is the audience is there.
Yeah.
Now it's just venue.
Now it's venue. We really just need space to grow into. The demand can't keep up with the spaces that we're working with.
Well, that's terrible. I mean,
it's a great problem.
It's a great problem to have.
Yeah, but it creates a lot of stress and challenges, especially because we don't, the spaces in Reading don't really exist.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah. The hard part is, and I know I touched on this, but Reading is very used to gig culture music. And so there's already, it's a lot of older retired guys. And there's nothing wrong with that. I've gigged with Pat,
that.
Right?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. But there's already quite a bit of money there, you know, that people can put into dropping $600-$700 on a space, and be okay not making their money back just because, you know, it's a passion. But for us, you know, we don't have that kind of money yet. We're, the way I see it, and I want to communicate it, is what we're doing very much is an investment in the community here. And we may not have the money now,
but you will.
But we will. And if you want 16 to 25 year olds, I don't really know anyone else who can do that. There are other groups, but we do it well.
The it's just something we're going to be looking at here in the future, because if you have that many kids showing, or young people showing up, it's, again, let me just reiterate this. This is a venue for them to dance in, because there's no food, really.
Yeah.
No alcohol, yeah. No drugs.
No.
And it ranges from ages 16 to 25. However, every time they have one of their events, it's over, you know, people show up. And then after they hear it the first time and they've got this opportunity to listen to music.
Yeah.
And then they bring their friends. And so it keeps growing.
Yeah. Well, it's real cool. Our last show, we really saw it. But, you know, there's this moment in the show when you can just feel it peaking and it's like quote unquote popping. And so this last show we did, you know, I stepped outside just to get some air and breathe because I was emceeing. And I went outside and there were 10 or 20 kids outside and they were oh my God, you need to get here right now. This is so good. And the energy, it was electric. It's cool, you know, yes, being able to build something like this.
Of course it is.
And let me tell you, the music is good. I used the term, it sounded kind of almost like a boy band, but there's no more boy bands anymore.
Not really, no.
I mean, it's upbeat music is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, big news, of course, is President Trump is getting a ring today. I'm sure that they will find a way that he turns himself in without having to, you know, perp walk through all the borders. And then, of course, the big thing will be, and it will take like 5 seconds for the Trump booking photos. He'll use them, of course.
The truck shots.
He will use them, of course, as a fundraiser. And the whole thing for me is I wouldn't support Trump in his next run, I know, in the primaries.
Mm-hmm.
If Mr. Biden decides to run, I would vote for anybody but him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where I am. You know, everything that's happened under this man and all the things that weren't done. But and that's just me, though. However, comma, the idea of prosecuting this guy, for at least from the charges that I've read about, sounds like selective.
It is.
And yet, it's important that no person is above the law. But on the other hand, if it's selective prosecution, mm-hmm. that 100 other people don't do it, I mean, they do it, but then the DA lets it go. I mean, he's letting criminals go all the time in New York and all these. Why would he spend all the millions of dollars to do this? And what it does, it opens up a can of worms like you can't believe.
Oh, yeah.
In the sense of, oh, well, then what keeps a prosecutor from Dallas mm-hmm. doing something?
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, we're putting Mayorkas on trial. We're indicting him for not doing his job on the border.
Yeah.
Whoa. I mean, this could turn into a really nasty, and it could turn into a quick.
Yeah.
So, the
mutually assured destruction.
Yeah, I mean, of our country. Come
yeah.
on, people. You know, and unfortunately, and tell me I'm wrong, my friends. Tell me, is there a uniter out there that can reach out to both sides and think they actually have a say in what's happening?
I don't think so.
I'm going to ask Congressman LaMalfa. He's going to be on Friday. Do you see a uniter anywhere out there that's going to be able to pull the country together in such a way as that he can work with Democrats, Republicans, independents? I haven't seen any.
I don't think the government wants that.
Well, and I've heard that. You know, the media and the different parties want silos. They want us all in our little 16 to 25 year olds, our 30 to 40s,
yeah.
our seniors, our religious part of our country here, our non-religious, it behooves them in a way to keep everybody siloed, pro-life, pro-choice, all these kind of things.
Well, if you want the people to lose power, you need to steal the ability, take the ability away from the people to work together. And that's exactly what's happening.
And social media thrives.
On division.
And it's not just social media, but it's also, it seems like, our major news organizations.
Yep.
You know, they put things out there where a guy is saying it's a mostly peaceful out here, and he's in front of a burning building. I mean, it's ludicrous. It's like the girl that said she's in a kayak saying the floods out here in Florida are pretty severe, and then some guy walks behind her, and he's, you know, the water's just like 4 inches deep.
No, I know.
I know. It's just ludicrous how this stuff happens. If you remember, and we talked about yesterday, we talked about a little bit about open carry and constitutional carry, that if that occurs, that having a person before they buy the firearm and put it on themselves is go through a 3-hour class,
mm-hmm.
3 or 4-hour class. And the main thing about it is safety and storage of firearms. And we use as an example of that 6-year-old who shot the teacher in school, a 6-year-old. The teacher shot by a 6-year-old files $40 million lawsuit against school board. Yeah.
Well, I had heard that multiple students and faculty members had gone to administration and said that this student had a gun, and they blew it off. They were like, no, kid doesn't have a gun. No, no, no.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I had heard at some point.
Well, you know what? But see, that's the other thing is we hear these things. She's claiming negligence led to the shooting after first grade teacher was shot in the hand and chest by a child who recently reportedly obtained a gun belonging to his mother, which was allegedly secured. Well, what we teach is, when you secure your firearms, they're in a safe.
Yeah.
Or they have a locking device mm-hmm. on them.
Yeah.
That you can't use it. And the keys are not next to it.
No.
And if you have children, the ammo's not around it.
No.
So the child would have to literally get the key, unlock it, load it. Now, 6-year-olds could do that. I mean, look at today's video games.
Yeah.
And stuff like this. But she said they didn't, she said the school's administration that the boy whose family says he has an acute disability had threatened another student at the school, but nothing was done. They didn't call security. They didn't remove the student from the classroom. School administration didn't do anything. And they said many of the previous assertions about the small boy are made with expansions on key individuals involved in different incidents. He had a history of random violence, including attacking students and teachers alike. Yeah. You know, I know he's 6. His kid's obviously got some severe problems. And anyway. Okay, everybody, tomorrow, the Reading Police Department will join us, along with a couple other surprise guests. So have a good day. Looks like we've got some sun going. It's about time to go out and see Odina the Wonder Horse. And God bless America.
Back down, gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.